It's now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. We're joined now by Troy Girls Basketball Coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats, as we're down to the final two games of the regular season. And, Coach, let's dive into the game on Tuesday night on the road at Axtell. Always a tough place to play, and this one comes down to the wire. Three-point game, but Axtell gets the win, 49-46. You know, take us back to Tuesday night a little bit. Few key takeaways from that game, and just ultimately what decided that one.
Yeah, they hit a three-pointer with 10 seconds left when we were up two, and then we didn't get a shot off on our play we had set up with 10 seconds. So not good execution. Played decent at times in the game. A tough road game. We'd already beaten Axtell once this year, so, you know, a team we're pretty competitive with. But, you know, we're both down at the bottom of the league, so a game we definitely wanted to get. And just weren't good enough defensively. They only had 14 at half, and then they come out and put up 35 on us in the second half, hit eight threes. Frankfurt had hit eight threes on us the Friday night before. So, you know, not covering good out of our zone, and I probably should have played some more man-to-man last night, but you can always look back and say those kind of things. You know, it's not one play here or there that cost us a W last night. It was just not good execution offensively down the stretch, and some poor defense throughout the game, poor rebounding. Same as going back to last Friday night against Frankfurt. Boy, Frankfurt was really good, I thought. Very good defensively. The WAP girl was sensational against us, and Gross is always good, and their other players were very good. Certainly two tough games for us. Not our best performances, and, you know, we want to be playing our best at the end of the season, and might be playing our worst, at least defensively, as we have for a long time.
You get a chance here. Two more games left, and I don't think you can really have a tougher last four games in the TBL than what you guys are going through. I mean, you throw Axtell in there, Frankfurt, as you mentioned, on Friday, Hanover, who's number one in the state, and then also Donovan West to wrap things up next week. So you want to be playing your best ball, but it's hard when you're playing some of the best in the league.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just our league. Boy, whoever makes it out of our sub-states in the state tournament, you always feel like they're really battle-tested and ready to compete in the state tournament, and it won't be any different this year. We're going to play counting Frankfurt, Hanover, D-West, I think those are all state tournament teams with title contentions and aspirations. And we're probably not on their level, but I still just keep waking up every morning thinking we've got one more good game left in us, you know, where the ball's going in the hole and we're really putting out good effort defensively. We're fighting for rebounds, and, you know, we just got to keep thinking we have those left. And, you know, maybe the best time for that to happen is that first round sub-state game if we do have one of those left. But you know, we're going to keep fighting. I think the girls probably are a little down today. I was a little down, you know, thinking about what I could have done differently too. But that's good. If you have some regrets after the game, it means you still care a little bit. We'll have a really tough test against Hanover at home on Friday. You know, they're going to be really good. You know, we just want to see if we can compete a little bit better than we have this last week.
What stands out the most about Hanover? They're undefeated, number one team in the state, certainly have their sights set on a state championship run after finishing third last season. And, you know, Keegan Atkins, you can argue maybe the best player in the league, and certainly from top to bottom as good of a roster in the state. But what's really the one thing that stands out about them the most?
Yeah, just their athleticism and how easily they score the ball, you know, kind of like Frankfurt did. You know, they can score inside, they can hit three. So it really makes it hard for us to defend them in our zone because, you know, you got to take away something, then they're going to beat you with something else. And so I think it's just kind of how easily they score the ball. They put up some big numbers, always in the upper 50s. That game they had in the championship against D-West, a 71-61 game. What a great girls game that must have been to watch with both teams scoring points. So probably just how easily they score the ball is what really impresses me. And, of course, you know, their athleticism and depth is there too. But a really good team. I just want to see if our girls can kind of compete. And, you know, we have them at home. It's our last home game of the year for sure because we're going to go on the road in the first round of the sub-state game. So hopefully we can get the effort we need to keep it somewhat competitive.
Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us off the loss to Axtell on Tuesday by three. Tough stretch here. Final two, they'll get top-ranked Hanover on Friday at home and then go to Donovan West, another state-ranked team, on Tuesday to wrap up the regular season before sub-state. After that, Coach, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of this week. We will talk to you one final time next week. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.